Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the COVID-19 update for Friday, December the 4th. Today, I want to provide a detailed update on the vaccine distribution plan for the state of Illinois ahead of the upcoming FDA meetings to potentially green light two COVID-19 vaccines this month, with reviews set for December 10th and December 17th for Pfizer and Moderna, respectively. About 6 weeks ago, October 21st, Dr. Ezike and I presented to you Illinois' framework for distributing vaccines in line with the CDC's recommendations. We walked through with you the unknowns about the vaccines, things like how many doses would each person need and what the storage requirements would likely be. The FDA has since provided more information that fill in the unknowns, although they're still in the process of evaluating the vaccine candidates to ensure the utmost safety and efficacy. We now know that first up in the FDA's review will be the Pfizer vaccine, which recorded an incredible 95% effective rate across a trial of 43,000 participants. This vaccine requires two doses given 3 weeks apart and requires extremely cold storage. It must be kept at minus 70 degrees Celsius in a specialized freezer that shouldn't be opened more than twice a day and only for about 1 minute at a time. Once thawed, it can be kept at a more typical refrigeration temperature for about 5 days. Then there's the Moderna candidate. Similar to Pfizer's, Moderna's vaccine saw 94% effectiveness across 30,000 trial participants. Moderna also requires two doses administered 4 weeks apart. In terms of storage, the Moderna vaccine requires only a standard freezer temperature for up to 6 months and can be refrigerated for 30 days and left at room temperature for up to 12 hours. And multiple other vaccine candidates, like those from AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson, are in their final stages of evaluation. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, Illinois will only distribute a vaccine that is deemed safe. In addition to the thorough review at the FDA, Illinois is one of many states that have established additional review panels, including Indiana, California, New York, West Virginia, and Michigan. There's an all-hands-on-deck effort to ensure the most thorough evaluation possible. But all signs to date are astoundingly promising. Never before have we seen an early vaccine study, like the studies that have come out for these vaccines, of this scale that have demonstrated such high levels of protection. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, ACIP, an esteemed group of public health and medical professionals, has provided an initial set of recommendations on who should receive the first round of available vaccines. Their focus initially is on the nation's 21 million healthcare workers and 3 million long-term care residents. This is phase 1A of vaccine distribution. The goal here is to fortify the healthcare workforce by removing these most exposed workers from the cycle of quarantine, illness, and infection, as well as protecting our most vulnerable residents. Nationally, long-term care facility residents represent 6% of known COVID-19 cases, but 40% of known COVID-19 deaths. In Illinois, we have 655,000 people who qualify as frontline healthcare workers. That breaks down to about 162,000 in Chicago and 493,000 outside of Chicago. And I'm making that clear because the federal government has decided to deliver to the nation's largest cities, places like Chicago and Los Angeles and New York City, a separate direct supply of the vaccine. We also have about 110,000 adults statewide who live in congregate settings, like long-term care facilities or assisted living residences, approximately 16,000 of whom live in Chicago. The City of Chicago's distribution will operate in tandem with the rest of the state, and we're in communication with city officials as they work to distribute the allocation that they get directly. If the Pfizer vaccine receives federal approval on December 10th, we've been informed that Illinois is currently slated to get 109,000 doses of the vaccine sometime during the week after next. That breaks down to 23,000 to the City of Chicago directly and 86,000 to the rest of the state of Illinois. There will be shipments of more and more vaccine each week following that first shipment's arrival. So although the numbers now may seem relatively small in comparison to our population, those numbers will increase over the subsequent weeks and months. In Illinois, to implement the recommendations of ACIP and the CDC, the very first vaccinations will be dedicated to hospitals and healthcare workers in the 50 counties with the highest death rates per capita. And in just a moment, Dr. Ezekiel will dive into the details of that distribution model and how we're assisting local health departments across the state through this process. Some quick math will tell you that it's going to take multiple weeks of distribution to even get our healthcare workers their first of the two doses that they require, while also getting to the long-term care facility residents. But remember, nationally, those two groups equal about 24 million people. ACIP has prioritized not only healthcare workers and long-term care residents, but also frontline, what they're calling essential workers, including first responders, all those older than age 65, and those who have multiple comorbidities or high-risk medical conditions. And ACIP is expected to soon offer further guidance on the order of those groups after phase 1A. Manufacturing, distribution, and administering enough vaccine to cover these prioritized candidates will take some time, more than just the next few weeks. We also know that for many reasons, Black and Brown Americans have disproportionately suffered deaths from COVID-19 in their communities. ACIP is currently considering specific allocations of the vaccine before expanding to the remainder of the population. And Illinois will account for their expert recommendation in the next tiers of distribution with a focused eye on equity. In other words, this will not be a quick process. With the two-dose timeline, no single person will be fully vaccinated even by Christmas, and it will likely be months before people with low risk factors for COVID-19 see their first dose. But the very fact that we have this timeline is the result of incredible private sector innovation and longstanding public investment in scientific research. The research capability and technology and good old-fashioned American ingenuity that has helped develop these vaccines is truly something that we all should be proud of. I know that for some people, the same extraordinary timeline that speaks to the power of science may also lend itself to some hesitations. But while these COVID-19 vaccine are breaking records in their development speed, I want to make clear to everyone that these researchers didn't start from scratch. BioNTech, the German counterpart to Pfizer in the first vaccine, was founded over a decade ago specifically to study mRNA technology, the foundation of the Pfizer vaccine. Unlike many standard vaccines, mRNA vaccines don't require any deactivated version of the virus they prevent to produce. That's a breakthrough that allows vaccines to be produced efficiently and affordably in a lab at a much faster rate than in years past. Nearly a year ago, in early January, the University of Sydney professor uploaded the genetic sequence of this virus as identified by Yong Zhen Zhang of the Shanghai Public Health Clinical Center and School of Public Health. before the virus even had a name. That allowed scientists here in the U.S. and around the world to immediately dive into the work of developing treatments and vaccines to beat the disease that came to be known a little bit later as COVID-19. But years before that, researchers at the National Institutes of Health here in the United States were making major strides in evaluating spike proteins in other kinds of coronaviruses, laying the groundwork for these new COVID-19 vaccines and allowing companies like Pfizer and Moderna to move as fast as they have. It's a true testament to the necessity of continuously investing in science to move us forward. Government investments in science are important, and those investments have consistently paid enormous dividends, as they are with these new vaccines. That we are on the precipice of the first vaccinations, just a year after this virus was first detected, is a true testament to the quality of researchers and epidemiologists and infectious disease doctors that we have. They deserve our gratitude and our respect. And now it's on all of us to keep wearing our masks, keep our distance, and find the patience to allow the vaccines to be distributed so that we can put this difficult chapter in the history books. And with that, I'll turn it over to Dr. Ezike, who will discuss some of the logistics involved in delivering the first round of the vaccines. Doctor.
Thank you, Governor, and good afternoon, everyone. Happy Friday. As the Governor mentioned, I will dive into the mechanics of the COVID-19 vaccine distribution for the state of Illinois. As things have changed, we were initially told that Illinois would receive approximately 400,000 doses of vaccine in our first shipment, but as the Governor has mentioned, that has been reduced to approximately 109,000, and we still know that we need to wait for final numbers as we get closer to the date. Regardless of how many doses we do receive, IDPH will be tracking shipments, allocations, and the data to detect any disparities in administration. The initial shipment of COVID-19 vaccines will be received by IDPH directly from the CDC and stored in our strategic national stockpile. We have purchased 20 ultra-cold freezers for the vaccines that will require this special housing. Allocation of these vaccines will be sent initially to the 50 counties, as Governor Pritzker mentioned, that have the highest death rate per capita. IDPH has already notified the hospitals, the 10 hospitals of the regional hospital coordination centers that will serve as the distribution site for the vaccine to the local health departments of those 50 counties. Our local health department partners will then work with the hospitals in their area to identify the high risk and critical healthcare workers for the initial vaccine administration. Also, there is a federal partnership with both CVS and Walgreens pharmacies to directly vaccinate residents of the long-term care facilities. In our state, all but 5 of the long-term care facilities have registered to participate in this process, and we'll continue to work to make sure we get those last 5 facilities registered as well. Once there are more doses of the vaccine from Moderna and maybe other vaccine candidates that are in the pipeline, you know, we will continue to vaccinate people in the phase 1A and the subsequent phase 1B. After those individuals are vaccinated, there will be more, hopefully, vaccine available, and more healthcare providers in Illinois will be able to enter their vaccine orders in our registry system, and IDPH will be able to also place orders on the provider's behalf. ICARE is our Illinois Comprehensive Automated Immunization Registry Exchange, and this is a web-based immunization record-sharing application. The application allows both public and private healthcare providers to share immunization records of Illinois residents with other physicians and public health officials statewide. IDPH staff will then submit orders to CDC, and depending on whether the ultra-cold or the simply refrigerated vaccine is sent, IDPH or the providers themselves will directly receive those doses to then be administered. This process will continue until hopefully everyone in Illinois is vaccinated. I will put the caveat that at this point, we know that this vaccine might be for 18 and over until we hear otherwise. So there are still many moving parts to the plan, but as we have been, hopefully you appreciate, since the beginning of this pandemic, we will share information as we get it, fully transparent, and be responsive to your questions and your inquiries to get you the information that you need. Today, IDPH reports 10,526 new cases of COVID-19 for a total of 770,088 cases as a total for the state of Illinois. Unfortunately, over the last 24 hours, we received a report of another 148 lives lost for a total of 12,974 individuals lost to COVID. Overnight, 5,453 individuals were in the hospital with COVID-19, and of those, 1,153 individuals were in the ICU, and 703 patients were on ventilators. In the last 24 hours, more than 112,000 tests had been reported for a total of almost 11 million tests in the state of Illinois. Of course, each day that passes brings us closer to getting back to our normal. That's kind of cliche. Of course, that's the truth. But that day will come sooner as we continue to maintain our mitigation efforts, continue to wash up, back up, and mask up, of course. And then please, if you haven't, sleeve up in order to receive your flu shot, which is available at your providers today. Thank you, and now I will translate comments into Spanish. Buenas tardes a todos. Feliz viernes. Como mencionó el gobernador, hablaré de la distribución de la vacuna de COVID-19 aquí en Illinois. Hemos recibido diferentes cantidades de vacunas para nosotros, para nuestro estado del CDC, pero cualquiera la cantidad que recibimos, el IDPH va a seguir los envíos, las asignaciones y los datos para detectar disparidades. El IDPH recibirá el envío inicial de vacunas de COVID-19 directamente del CDC y lo almacenará en nuestra Reserva Nacional Estratégica. Hemos comprado 20 ultracongeladores para las vacunas que los quieren, requieren. La asignación de estas vacunas se enviará a los 50 condados con la tasa de mortalidad más alta por cápita. IDPH ha notificado los hospitales del Centro de Coordinación Hospitalaria Regional para servir como sitios para distribuir la vacuna a los departamentos de salud locales en los 50 condados. Nuestros socios del Departamento de Salud Local trabajaron con hospitales en su área para identificar a los trabajadores médicos esenciales y de alto riesgo para la administración de vacunas. También hay una asociación federal con las farmacias CVS y también Walgreens para proveer la vacuna directamente en las instituciones de cuidados médicos de largo plazo. Todas las instituciones, excepto 5, se han registrado para este proceso y continuamos trabajando con las que faltan, esos 5. Una vez que haya más dosis de la vacuna de COVID-19 disponibles y gente de la fase 1A y 1B estén vacunadas, los proveedores de atención médica de Illinois van a ordenar sus vacunas por iCare. iCare es el registro de las inmunizaciones, es una aplicación de intercambio de registros de vacunación basada en la web. La aplicación permite a los proveedores de atención médica públicos y privados compartir los registros de vacunación de los residentes de Illinois con otros médicos y funcionarios de salud pública en todo el estado. El personal de IDPH luego enviará los órdenes al CDC y dependiendo de si enviar la vacuna ultra fría o refrigerada, IDPH o los propios proveedores recibirán sus dosis para su administración. Este proceso continuará hasta que, con suerte, todos en Illinois estén vacunados. Hay muchas partes de este plan, pero como hemos sido desde el comienzo de esta pandemia, seremos transparentes con ustedes, la gente de Illinois, que están luchando juntos para llegar a este punto. También necesito reportar los números. Hoy, IDPH reporta 10,526 nuevas infecciones de COVID-19 para un total de 770,088 casos en Illinois. Tristemente, esto incluye el reporte de 148 vidas perdidas para un total de 12,974 muertes aquí en Illinois. Los hospitales reportan que hubo 5,453 personas internadas con COVID-19 y entre ellas 1,153 pacientes estaban en la unidad de cuidados intensivos y 703 pacientes estaban en ventiladores. En las últimas 24 horas se llevaron a cabo más de 112,000 pruebas para un total de más de 11 millones de pruebas de COVID-19 en Illinois. Cada día que pasa nos acerca un paso más a la normalidad, pero no debemos dejar en nuestras acciones de mitigación. Sigue practicando los 3 M's. Usa su máscara, mantenga su distancia y lávense las manos. Y todavía hay tiempo, si no han hecho, para vacunarse contra la influenza. Muchas gracias para su apoyo.